I could tell, they're 23 minutes past 8 with Jersey Girl. No Jersey cows this morning, Andy?
We don't seem to have any, though, because it's a case of the morning after the night before for most people.
Certainly for us, I must say.
Yes.
But it was a good St. Patrick's Day. I enjoyed it.
I'd say it was, on the whole, by and large, in balance.
Notwithstanding and in respect of.
Yes. Well, I should imagine there's a lot of people taking today off, making a long weekend of it, so it's not surprising that there are only two livestock auctions today in our area. Sheep will have to wait until Monday for their little get-together, but there's a mart for pigs today in Bandon, and in Mallow we're buying and selling cattle. That's the farming news.
And we now have Helen Reddy at 24 minutes past 8 with a song called Peaceful.
In the morning fun when no one will be drinking any more wine, I wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup. And I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow, tomorrow. Think of friends in the yesterday when my plans were giggled and run. I had a song while on the run, and its love brought a tear to my eye. Maybe someday you'll up and say we had a pretty nice time of mine.
Six minutes past 8 with Helen Reddy, and it's oh so peaceful. And after Kajagoogoo with Too Shy, we'll be looking at the news headlines.
Dilate, baby, try.
Kajagoogoo with a song called Too Shy. It's now 8:30 on this Friday morning.
In a telephone conversation between Dr. Fitzgerald and President Reagan yesterday evening, President Reagan said his government will continue to do all it can to prevent Americans helping violence in Ireland. Mr. Reagan said his government was very pleased at the latest efforts being made by the Irish government to reconcile the two traditions in the north. He said the American government would do everything it could to assist these moves. The Taoiseach has said that he hopes the increase in bank interest rates will be short-term. Dr. Fitzgerald, who goes on television tonight, mainly to make a statement on the economy, told reporters in Cork yesterday that the banks had had to respond to pressures in the money market. The Labour TD for Louth, Mr. Michael Bell, is resigning from the Parliamentary Party over the social welfare bill. He's called it the most savage and evil measure ever to be brought before the Dáil, and he says he'll vote against it if there's a division on Tuesday. An Arab League delegation led by King Hussein of Jordan will be having talks with Mrs. Thatcher and the British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, today. They're going to discuss the prospects of progress in the Middle East. The Arabs want pressure to be exerted by the United Nations Security Council, of which Britain is a member, for the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanon. Finally, shops in the border area say they've had the best St. Patrick's Day trading in 15 years. Shopkeepers in Newry estimated that their turnover was 4 or 5 times more than on a normal Thursday. The weather dull and close without breaks of rain or drizzle. There'll be some hill fog in places. Those are the headlines. Main bulletin at 9.
Thank you, Andy. And if you're a regular listener to us around about this time, that'll be the last time that you hear Andrew Hukin reading the 8:30 news headlines, because you're leaving us today.
Yes, I am.
Good luck.
Thank
in
you.
In what you do.
Here's okay.
Here's a song especially for you, mate.
Lay your head down without a hand to hold. You'll never make your bed out in the cold. May you never lose your temper if you get hit in a morrow fight. May you never lose your woman overnight. But you're just like a great strong sister to me, and I know that your love is true. And you hold no blame, but stab me in the back. Know that the sun you do. So please, won't you please, won't you bury it in mine? Love is a lesson to learn our time. Please, won't you please, bury it in mine for me. And may you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. And you never make your bed out. Never lose your temper.
Roberts Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. The contractors for your domestic, industrial and maintenance needs. We specialise in industrial warehousing, factories, industrial estates and housing schemes. Your household electrical requirements are also catered for. Free estimates given without obligation. Contact Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. Telephone 23440 or pages at 21550.
Hey, girls!
New Age's final clearance sale is now happening with absolutely everything going for crazy prices. This sale will last for 1 week only. So, ladies, don't miss it. The greatest clearance of the year at New Age's Oliver Plunkett Street, Cork.
Decorating your bathroom or kitchen? Then call to the tile shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. All patterns made up to suit your requirements, and our prices will suit your pocket. So it's a must when redecorating to contact the tile shop first. Tiling service always available. The tile shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. Phone 023-41884 or 028-21864.
This is Bob Kingsley inviting you to join me this week as I count down the nation's 40 biggest hits in country music on American Country Countdown. Sundays from 2 till 5.
ERI 225.
And a song called Cool Meditation. Before that, Eric Clapton, especially for Andy, who's leaving us today, and that was May You Never. 21 minutes our way from 9, as we hear Dan Fogelberg and Run for the Roses.
Raised in the trees of Western
turkey and wobble in knees with mama beside you to help you along. You'll soon be a growing up strong. All the long lazy mornings in pastures of green, the sun on your withers, the wind in your mane, prepare you for what lies ahead. The run for the roses so red, and it's a run for the roses as fast as you can. Your fate is delivered, your moment's at hand. It's the chance. It's born in the blood, the fire of a mare and the strength of its dust. It's breeding and it's training and it's something unknown that drives you and carries you home. And it's a run for the road.
Minutes to 9 with Dan Fogelberg and Run for the Roses, and to take us around to the headlines, it's Simon and Garfunkel with Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Silently for me.
silently for me.
Simon and Art Garfunkel with Homeward Bound. It's now 8:45 and time to join Andy once more.
And the headlines. In a telephone conversation between Dr. Fitzgerald and President Reagan yesterday evening, President Reagan said his government will continue to do all it can to prevent Americans helping violence in Ireland. The Taoiseach has said he hopes the increase in bank interest rates will be short-term. Dr. Fitzgerald, who goes on television tonight mainly to make a statement on the economy, told reporters in Cork yesterday that the banks had had to respond to pressures in the money market. The United States has expressed concern to Israel about two incidents last week involving American Marines and Israeli troops in Lebanon. Few details have been given, but according to the Marines Commandant, the lives of American servicemen have been threatened. The Labour TD for Louth, Mr. Michael Bell, is resigning from the Parliamentary Party over the social welfare bill. He's called it the most savage and evil measure ever to be brought before the Dáil, and he says he will vote against it if there's a division on Tuesday. Finally, the actor Nicholas Ball, star of the television detective series Hazel, has been arrested for alleged possession of cocaine. It's understood he'll be appearing in Bow Street Magistrates Court in London later today.
Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. The contractors for your domestic, industrial and maintenance needs. We specialise in industrial warehousing, factories, industrial estates and housing schemes. Your household electrical requirements are also catered for. Free estimates given without obligation. Contact Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. Telephone 23440 or pages at 21550.
The tent shop Rutland Street, Cork, are now displaying a fabulous range of top-quality family chalet tents and ridge tents at the Elm Tree Garden Centre. Come and visit our great camping show this weekend at the Elm Tree Garden Centre on the main Cork to Middleton Road. The tent shop Rutland Street, Cork. Phone 965582. Decorating your bathroom or kitchen? Then call to the tile shop Bandon and Skibbereen. All patterns made up to suit your requirements, and our prices will suit your pocket. So it's a must when redecorating to contact the tile shop first. Tiling service always available. The tile shop Bandon and Skibbereen. Phone 023-41884 or 028-21864.
Me up and down.
daybreak for this Friday morning, the 18th of March, with Blancmange and Living on the Ceiling.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
As this week's soundtrack of the 60s brings you some of the greatest hits of all time. We'll hear the Beatles, the Shirelles, and Gene Pitney. We'll talk with Dean Torrance from the musical duo of Jan and Dean and take a special look at the early career of the Four Tops. This is Gary Owens cordially inviting you to join us once again this week for Soundtrack of the 60s.
Saturday morning from 10 until 1 on ERI. Back to me.
Winwood, and that was Valerie at 2 minutes our way from 9 o'clock. And to take us up to the news with Andy, it's some music from Herb Alpert.